Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello and welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. We are on episode 44, and today I'm speaking to my fellow online business owners, and we're going to talk about why you don't need another business strategy or marketing strategy. And I'm going to keep this episode pretty short because, first of all, I know that not all my listeners are entrepreneurs and online business owners, but also because I'm no marketing expert myself, and I am just sharing what I have been learning and what I just recently had a really big breakthrough. So I just wanted to share that with you. This is something that marketing and having these business strategies, like getting my business together, getting my business shit together, is something that I have struggled with. And it's something that I've seen others struggle with as well. So especially as the online business world is growing, we're seeing a lot more people in network marketing and their own businesses that we're making, the market can often start to feel saturated. It feels like everyone's doing the same thing. Everyone's like copying each other. And in a lot of ways, a lot of people are copying each other because they're learning from other experts and they're trying to, this is something that I've been guilty of, is trying to just copy what everybody else is doing because it's like the safe route instead of, you can obviously, like, you're supposed to learn from the people who've done it before, but also the point is to be creative and put your own twist into it and to do what feels right and what feels authentic to you. So there are so many things about business and marketing in general that don't feel good to me, and so I've ignored a lot of things. One of them is, like, I talked about it a few weeks ago, but it's the elevator speech. Like, just being kind of plastic in sharing my business and leading with my business. I like to lead with connection rather than just telling people about my business because it feels a lot more natural to me. And also, I'm in this business not to get something out of everybody, but to share value and to give value to others. So it feels more real for me to get to know a person and then kind of like bring up the business and share what I'm being inspired by. And people, if they're interested, they will pick up on it and they will let you know. Of course, there's a point where you ask them, are you interested in looking at this? Or, but you definitely want to provide a lot of value and build connection before you're even doing that. You want to know the person that you're speaking to and recognize, is this something they would be even interested in the first place? Are they showing interest in what I have to say? I've been getting a lot of people lately in my inbox saying to me, I've been watching you for so long. I'm really inspired by you. I think you'd be a great fit for my team. Do you want to join? Are you interested in learning more about what I sell, what I do, it's back to the like, and then immediately it just feels like it's not about connection for them. They just need to build their team. They just need somebody else, or somebody who tries to position themselves like in my inbox as, oh, you're struggling to market to people, like, oh, you're struggling with fear. And then it just seems like the rest of the time is them trying to coach me into hiring them. And I know how this process works because I am a coach. So I know the, like, it's even just annoying anymore when I give my like objections and they're like, and it's so funny because I know how to coach people through objections. I learned that in coaching school. I don't use those tools, but all of that just feels inauthentic to me. And I think that what it's doing is it's repelling people from online businesses. It's making it harder for all of us business owners because people are making it about them. And just like ads have gone, like not gone away, but why people don't watch really commercials anymore. And ads are just kind of in the background because people catch on to that really quickly. They catch on to when they're being sold to, and that doesn't feel good for a lot of people. Now, I appreciate the hustle. So when somebody comes in my inbox asking me these things, I'm never like rude to them. And I really appreciate that they noticed me and acknowledged me, but also I think there are better ways to approach it. So as I said, just reaching out with any agenda whatsoever other than just connecting with somebody, it's not right for me. Everybody feels differently. So if that's maybe that's something you've struggled with, you're like, well, I've been told I should do it this way, or I think that I should do it this way based on what I've seen, but it doesn't feel right for me. So I challenge you to start thinking about what would feel better and more natural for you. So that's why that's why I'm making this episode, because I struggle with, I'm even struggling with making this episode because it's still so new to me, but I, as a perfectionist, and maybe you can relate to this if you're a perfectionist as well, but instead of taking action, you often feel like you need to learn more, you need to implement more, you need to do more, but really, you know enough, you have the foundational knowing. You know what, that's another reason why this topic is complicated to talk about too, because some people are like overconfident and then they underdeliver and they're not as qualified as they should be. But if you're concerned that you're not qualified enough, often you are more qualified than you think because you're a perfectionist and you overthink things. And so here I am like, and it's so much easier too to stay, instead of being out there taking action, taking risks, connecting with people, it's a lot easier to keep your head in the books, keep your head in the online courses and just learn more and more and more and more, and maybe one day I'll feel qualified enough to actually do this, but until then, I'm just going to keep learning. So that's been my biggest struggle. So what is missing? What's been missing for me is my own individual expression. It's my flair into my business. And I even noticed that a few podcasts back, I said I was going to change the format of this podcast and make it less scripted and just more like natural, because that's what feels real to me. I don't do as well with scripts, with like how to's. I'm better at speaking from the heart. I'm better at providing motivation and inspiration and just sharing what's real for me. And that's been scary. Like, I've already been looking at other podcasts or thinking about other business owners and thinking like, well, they're not doing it this way. I'm doing it differently, which means I'm doing it wrong. I should try to emulate what they're doing. But when I'm doing that, people can also sense that it's not really me. And then it's hard to connect to because it feels like I have a wall up. It feels like I have a shield. So the other thing that's missing is me remembering why I do this in the first place, because a lot of times like our goals are to monetize, to make money, to be able to do this full time. But what we're forgetting is that we are doing this to not only express ourselves because it feels we're passionate about it, it feels like it's our calling. And if it's not something that you're passionate about and you're just trying to make money off of it, I think that you're doing the wrong thing and you should reconsider. But if you're doing it because it's something that you feel passionate about, it feels like you're called to do that, remind yourself that what you're trying to do is you're trying to serve. So I'm going to read a few quotes from a book that Adam Flores recently sent me. It's called The Art of Social Influence, The 7 Strategies Leaders Use to Grow Their Impact and Influence Online. So I just read the first chapter the other day and already am having some huge breakthroughs so I'm going to read a few quotes from this and share with you what my breakthroughs were. First of all, he said, too many people get so focused on the numbers and they often forget that behind every number is a person. That's like, I think we all need to listen and think about that message, because yes, stop thinking about the numbers. And we do that. I think we apply that to everything that we do in our lives. We're so worried about our weight as a number. We're so worried about how many calories we're eating. We're so worried about how many minutes that we're exercising that we're forgetting to actually like be human, that we're forgetting that there's actually like that we're just living, breathing humans, and that numbers give us nothing, but connection and humans do give us things. The other thing he said is be willing to pour out content and be patient. And that's another thing that I've struggled with is that I'll put out content or I'll like share a new something and I'll be like, okay, where is everybody? Why am I not making money? Why am I not making progress? Why am I not getting followers? So sometimes that'll cause me to be inconsistent with my content because I'm like, why even share this if nobody's even listening? But you have to be patient. You have to put out content by speaking from the heart. And that's why it's so important to get back to that individual expression. If you're trying to be like everybody else, if you're trying to share somebody else's message that doesn't feel real to you, then you're not really pouring out your own content. And then that is draining. That's going to be hard for you to be consistent with. So just keep showing up, keep showing up. You'll start to gain traction as you go. And this is something that I've experienced as well. Another thing he said is we are capable of much more when we are determined to serve others. And I notice these shifts. I feel like for most of my business, it's been 4 years now. I feel like if I'm being honest, a majority of my business has felt like a hustle, as in it's felt like it's meant to make money. Like once I start making money and I'm doing this full time, then I can focus on serving people. But that's not how it goes. And I have to remind myself of that often, because when I notice that I'm focused on serving others and building relationships, that's when I see my business making the most progress. And then somewhere along the way, I forget that and I have to keep going back and re-reminding myself of that. This is another huge thing that he said is you may even question the quality of your content and contemplate if what you're doing is really going to bring a return on investment. The only way to overcome fears and insecurities is to stay consistent with your actions. So just like I said before, or like he said before, keep putting out content and be patient. And then something that I do that keeps me stuck, this goes back to me being a procrastinator because I'm a perfectionist. I will question the quality of my content because I'm like, well, why even bother putting out this course if it's not even going to make any money? Or I'll just worry that it's not perfect, so I won't put it out at all. But I'll never overcome that fear and insecurity if I'm not consistent and I don't keep showing up. Because if I'm not being consistent and I'm not showing up, I'm not going to see results. So I think that it's the quality of my content that's wrong, but it's actually, in most cases, it's me holding myself back because I'm not only not showing up consistently, but I'm too nervous to share my stuff. Well, of course, if nobody knows about it, nobody's going to buy it. So... And then another one is with any fight, you can also expect to see resistance. That's another thing I've been afraid of is critics and hearing. I am afraid of constructive criticism as well. That's something that I've made progress with, but I think now I've learned to embrace constructive criticism because now I'm like, I want people to tell me what is not so great about like something so that I can improve it instead of just... If everybody was always like, oh, your content is great, whatever, whatever, but then nobody was buying it, I would be really like confused and, you know, I wouldn't ever grow and make progress. So, but also I need to understand the fact that there are going to be people that genuinely don't like what I share and genuinely don't agree with what I share, or maybe it doesn't resonate with them and they feel like it should, whatever. There's always going to be those people that don't connect with my message. And some people might even be mean about that. And when you're playing bigger, that's just what happens. So beware of those critics and start to embrace that constructive criticism. And then the last thing that he said in this chapter was, when you realize this journey is not about you, but about something greater, you will find new courage and boldness. And that really helps me as well, because it's like I talked about it. Which episode was it? When I talked about getting over your fear of like pushing yourself, of putting yourself out of your comfort zone, I talked about how in social situations, instead of making it all about you, that's why you're nervous because you're putting all the focus onto you. Put the focus on to the other person. Don't make it about you. Make it about how you can serve that other person. And that'll feel a lot less scary and a lot more natural. And you'll notice people will start to be, you'll start to be more magnetic to a lot of people. So what's been your biggest struggle when it comes to sharing your business? If you want to share your thoughts with me, you can do so on Instagram at Lauren M. Kepler. You can email me, lauren.m.kepler@gmail.com. You can find me on laurenkepler.com and join my newsletter. There are a lot of ways that you can connect with me and tell me your thoughts. And even share what was your biggest struggle. If it was similar to this, how did you overcome it? Or if it wasn't similar, how did you overcome it? Either way. And I know it's a challenging journey, but just remember that we are in this together. So, interesting episode, I know. Not something that I normally do, but I just felt called to share about it. So I hope that if you are a business owner, you enjoyed it or you learned something new. Maybe you had some aha moments like I did. Now, next week, we're going to talk about how you can become happier by tapping into your creativity. But until then, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.